Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, Usher was on this show yesterday, and he was a right laugh, wasn't he? Really good. You can download the full interview for free. It's on the podcast at Radio 1 Online. Just look up Scott Mills Daily on our pages. Now, Becky got a little bit freaked out yesterday because Usher does like to refer to himself as Daddy. And it was Daddy this, Daddy that. He was doing it a lot yesterday. Mm. I kind of started him off with it. I suggested it and then he just wouldn't stop.
No, he did it are you saying that you're responsible for Usher calling himself Daddy, what, in his whole career or just an interview yesterday?
Well, he just seemed to do it a lot yesterday.
He did it before you, didn't he? You're not the king of Daddy.
Yeah, I blatantly nicked it off him.
Yeah.
But this is good news, he's recorded a brand new track just for you in the last 23 and a half hours. When Usher gets an idea in his head, Daddy does it.
Should I be worried about this? Something tells me he's done a new song
for you.
Right.
And it just happens to be on his new album, which is out on Monday, called Raymond vs. Raymond. Would you like to hear it?
I can wait for until it's released next week, it's fine.
No, I want to play it now.
No, I don't need to hear it.
I want to play it now. If your name is also Becky...
Oh, I'm prepared to be really freaked out.
Then this is for you.
Becky, listen. Yeah. Daddy needs it. Daddy needs it. Daddy needs it right now. Hey, Becky, how you doing? Yeah. Hey, Becky. You mind getting Daddy coffee? Sweetheart? Thank you, baby. Thank you. Becky, I need you to walk it here. Yeah, man. Daddy needs it. And Becky, sweetie, I need some French fries. Can you go get it for me, baby? And Becky, listen.
Daddy's home.
Yeah. And Becky, sweetie, go get it for Daddy. Daddy needs it. Daddy needs it right now. Turn around. Go ahead. You turn. Hey, Becky. What's up? Yeah. Hey, Becky. Daddy needs it. Daddy needs it. Thanks. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Just for you.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Yeah.
I can't even speak.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. How you doing? Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
The word that's coming up most about the Becky song seems to be violated, which I think is a bit strong. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
My name's Becky.
Oh, hi, Funnily Becky. Where are you?
I'm in, at the moment, Chatham in Kent.
Okay, and what are you thinking of the Becky track by Usher?
I don't feel violated.
No? How do you feel?
I think it's a bit special, actually, that someone finally sang a song about a Becky, because, you know, there aren't many Becky songs, and he's a bit of soup, so...
Did you feel like
nice.
He was demanding things of you?
I did a little bit, yeah. I'm not sure about running out and getting him fries and such like. I could probably put up with it for the sake of hearing my name across the world.
So you love it?
I don't mind it at all, no.
Okay, you don't mind it?
No, not really.
All right, cool.
I mean, you could have sung about nicer things, to be honest. But still, you know.
Well, a lot of people are saying that they're Usher fans and their name's Becky and they love it.
A lot of people are changing their name as we speak.
It's
less than 40 quid, so I might do that now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, dear. I'm obviously in a minority.
No, Becky and Devon said gave her goosebumps. Oh, sorry, I didn't read the whole text. Not in a good way.
I mean, I'm not saying I want to marry him or anything, but no, I'm just saying it was nice to hear my name in a song.
Fair play. Love you.
Love you too, thank you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Okay, this is where the Posh Radio 4 lady appears. Bing! On a Thursday to do Dear Scott. Anything you want to know? Anything you want to tell us? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send it.
Dear Scott, Does Becky want to come to Bon Jovi in June? Craig.
Oh, it's a quick and simple one. That's from Craig. Do you want to go to Bon Jovi in June? I think you should, because the person before you, Laura, who used to work on the show, she went to see Hilary Duff with one of the Radio 1 listeners once. Had a brilliant time.
I'd go and see that. I'm not sure about Bon Jovi. He's not doing new stuff, is he? If it's greatest hits, maybe, but I'm not sure if I can sit through, like, loads of new material. You know, like, you have to sit through the whole thing just before you get the good one at the end.
Ever seen Bon Jovi before?
No.
I'm not going to slag him off. Yes, I have.
I've seen Bon Jovi live.
I've seen him Milton Keynes Bowl.
How long? What year was that?
84?
Five?
They've done a lot of tours since then.
Two?
No! I'm not old enough. It was probably 1995. Five, yeah.
Any good?
I got to go on stage.
Did you? How did you manage that?
They had...
Were you picked out? You know when they do the romantic bit? Were you picked out?
Yeah. By John.
Of what did he sing to you?
Always, yeah.
I love that.
That's not actually true. But I did get to go on stage because the radio station, my first radio station that I was working for at the time, we won a contest to go up on the stage halfway through. It was very embarrassing.
Amongst all the other radio stations? What do you mean you won a contest to go up? Was it like a inter-radio station competition where your radio station won?
Yes. And we got to go up there and stand with John.
What did you do?
You won't get to do that.
In your radio station Obler DJ jackets and caps?
Yeah. We were wearing radio station branded material, yeah, clothing. It's a long time ago.
Did anything else happen, or did you just dance about a bit?
We just danced to Living on a Prayer and then got off the stage.
That's very interesting.
Anyway, the poor listener who had no friends who liked Hilary Duff got in contact with us because Laura, who used to work on the show, was the only other person in the world who liked Hilary Duff, so they went to the gig together.
There are lots of people out there who like Bon Jovi, I'm sure it's...
So that's a no,
say,
then.
I'm sure it's not just me, but I didn't even realise I like them. A lot of people are saying they are amazing live and I should go. If you get back on with... what was his name? Craig. If you get back on with dates, and also, are you paying for the ticket or do I have to... Do we split it? And is there any food involved afterwards, during or before?
Okay. Right back, Craig. Next.
Dear Scott, I have three man crushes who are Brandon Flowers, Cesc Fabregas and yourself. My girlfriend thinks it's a bit weird. Do you? Winking smiley. Jamie X.
No, Jamie, it's absolutely fine. I'm quite pleased to be up there with Brandon Flowers and the other bloke.
I think he's off of football.
Don't know. Can we Google image that?
Yeah. He's quite good looking. But he's better looking than you. Let me turn around. There he is, look. Can you see him?
Can you enlarge that, please? How am I supposed to see that? Oh, good.
Oh, no.
Error.
He is good looking.
So, Cesc Fabregas... Gash?
Gas.
And...
That's the whole of them.
And Brandon Flowers. Happy with that, Jamie? It's absolutely fine. Next.
Hi, Scott and the team. I just got a friend request from someone who sent a message saying, "Are you the one from the Oasis of the Seas?" As you love a good catchphrase, I thought you may be able to shed some light on the situation. What does he mean? Love you, Cara, North London.
Oasis of the Seas.
Is that some kind of... I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, we'll have...
Is that some type of seafood?
Is that like tagliatelle to the sailor's blouse that was on the menu once when I went to that place in Spain?
We're just looking it up.
I'm sure...
I don't think you should be friends on Facebook with anyone that you don't actually know. Oh, I think it's a cruise.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Oh, so he's obviously met someone on a cruise and then got you confused if you weren't on the cruise.
Okay.
But I don't think that you should be friends on Facebook with anyone that you don't actually know. That's just a bit weird.
Just seen a picture of Fabregas. I'm well pleased with that. Quite fit.
Do you want me to set him as your wallpaper?
No.
Get rid of Sean Kingston. You've had him up there for ages.
Next.
Hi, Scott. My name is Helen. I'm English, but live in Germany. Just thought you could play this song in your show for a laugh. The Germans are obsessed with it. The English accent is hilariously bad, laughing smiley. Thanks, winking smiley.
Okay, we've got the song here. And it's called Satellite. And this is a song that's huge in Germany.
I think it's the German entry for this year's Eurovision. Oh. It's sung in English. You know the amazing things.
Oh, I love
Eurovision,
that.
And the other European countries sing in English. Mm-hmm. It's always quite amusing.
So here is Lena Meyer Landrut with Satellite. I do like it when they sing in English on Eurovision.
I went everywhere for you. I even did my hair for you. I bought new underwear, they blew, and I wore them just the other day. Love, you know I fight for you. I left on the porch light for you. Whether you are sweet or cruel, I'm going to love you either way. Love, oh love.
This could win.
I gotta tell you how I feel about you. Cause I, oh I, can go a minute without your love. Like a satellite, I'm in orbit all the way around.
Makes no sense at all.
To the night, can go a minute without your love.
Quite catchy.
It's good.
Love, I got
it. It has got all the essential elements for a big Eurovision tune. And there's just a line in it about buying new underwear, which is also good.
I bought new underwear, they blue, and I wore them just the other day.
She bought new underwear for you, they're blue.
I bought new underwear, they blue, and I wore them just the other day.
Oh, and she wore them the other day.
Okay. Thanks for translating that, because I didn't quite get it.
I think, did you
hear
the bit?
So it's blue underwear, and she bought them the other day.
Yeah, and she even left the porch light on.
I bought new underwear, they blue, and I wore them just the other day.
Well, I think that's going to do incredibly well in... Where's Eurovision this year? Is it Oslo?
You're the expert.
I know, I wanted to go.
I'll be booking your hotel by fax in a couple of weeks, won't I?
That was just a one-off when I went to Serbia for Eurovision.
Yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Local hero!
I eat sausages!
Seriously, Bryce, I want you to get some more sleep after this week's
oh
over.
Oh my gosh, man. We start at 7, baby. Well, we actually get up at 6.
Yeah. That's and, early for you.
It really is.
You're normally in the club.
At 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Or eating that kebab after the club at 6. Anyway, so today, now what the story is, we are out there being a local hero. But the truth of the matter, we are meeting volunteers who are heroes to their local community because of the volunteering work they do. And today we went to a boxing gym. And these people organise this boxing gym for, you know, to keep kids out of gangs and keep them, you know, off the streets and give them some activities and some focus and some excitement. And it was a great day.
Okay, so all this week, Westwood is doing some volunteering.
Exactly.
He's our local hero. Stuff that you don't get paid for, but that just makes you feel really good.
Really, really good. Like being in the mud with you felt good.
Yeah, that felt good.
Yeah, it felt good.
You went rural yesterday on a farm?
Yes, feeding, breastfeeding lambs.
And you didn't do that.
It felt creepy. And sitting next to enormous man-eating pigs. Fantastic.
That is a good video for me today.
Yeah, felt good about that. Felt really good about that, Scott.
We'll get back to what you did today in a minute.
Yes.
We just need to mention that the farm video from yesterday, which is online.
Yes.
We've done a special version of it, haven't we?
A director's cut.
Yeah.
A director. Now, with the commentary.
What happens, you know, like on DVDs, you get some extras and it's like the director's cut. And who watches those? Anybody?
Well, no, they don't come on the type of DVDs I buy of those Chinese ladies.
And... It's just like the director going, and here's what we did in this scene. I don't know anyone that watches them, but they're always
very
there on
technical,
the extras.
A little boring.
So what we've done, Becky, thanks for doing this.
No worries.
Have you put it on the blog now?
Yes.
So if you want to just watch the video of Westwood, there's no sound, and it's Westwood just over the top of it saying what he sees.
Yes, because to be honest, what happened yesterday, there was these photographs up there. Now, Becky, as a grown woman, you can speak upon this. The shot of me bottle feeding that baby sheep, what did it brought some emotions out, didn't it, in you?
Yes.
Well, you thought it was extremely cute, didn't you?
Kind of.
You looked at me in a different light.
It shows you on a softer side.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Scott. It was like drawing blood out of a stone with Becky.
Yeah.
I appreciate you jumping in.
No.
It shows a sensitive side. A lot of women thought that was cute. It was working for me on many different levels, Scott, and I appreciate you recognising that. You saw a softer side, an emotional side, one at one with nature.
If you want to find out what Westwood really thought of
what
yesterday...
What really happened?
Then the get the director's
stuff,
cut.
The creepy stuff with that sheep.
And some honest commentary online. Get
exactly.
the director's cut now on our blog at bbc.co.uk.
Stroking that pig...
Slash Radio 1.
It looked a beautiful thing.
So today...
If you actually see the fear of that man-eating pig... Oh, my gosh, it was horrible! The truth. I tried to suppress this video, Scott. My lawyers were up all night... trying to put an injunction on it, but no, the BBC had the rights to the visual. I'd signed the papers too early. We tried to stop this down. I want to be known as cute and at one with nature.
Today,
not this pig-fearing,
hello.
Creepy guy with sheep that I am.
So today you went to a boxing gym.
Yes.
Met some really cool kids.
Yes, 13-year-olds from the local school, man. I think it was St. Michael's. Real nice kids, full of energy, full of beans. And I showed them how to box.
And Chipmunk turned up.
Chipmunk turned up, and I didn't know that he was so competitive. I realised I had to go 3 rounds. There was agreed, as part of the deal of going there, it was 3 2-minute rounds. Now, I had originally requested that I would like to fight Tinchy Strider. That was my first pitch. When Tinchy Strider pulled out of the contest, I asked for the girl out of N-dubs, and she wouldn't do it either.
No wrestling with her.
And no, it was straight punching. And then they said Chipmunk. I didn't know Chipmunk had got so diesel, and he did floor me.
Did he?
He worked on the body, and then he knocked me out.
Can I just ask, why do your trousers fall down at one point?
This is a brand new outfit I'm sporting with coordinated sneakers and a matching t-shirt.
It's
and
quite Sue Sylvester, isn't it?
The string, you see here, like, let me...
Oh, no!
Yes, it was terrible. And I didn't know they'd fallen down until I felt the beating in my chest.
It's on the video.
It was awful.
Good you put clean
here.
Ones on, though.
No, I hadn't put any ones on there. Oh, I didn't realise. I thought you was meant to go commando in these places.
So, watch the video. Can I just ask... Can anybody volunteer to be a boxing instructor? Or
I think you can volunteer to be involved in these activities, yes. I mean, it was holding the gloves and just helping out. It was a beautiful thing. I mean, you can go online and take a simple personality test to see, you know, if you're built for this. And if you are built for this, where you can volunteer and be a hero to your local community.
Okay.
It's a fantastic thing, man. It's, are you choking up a bit, Scott?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go online if you want to be a local hero yourself, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Thank you, Westwood.
Thank you, sir.
I like the video.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you liking it.
Jen's been on saying, my partner Aaron always watches the DVD extras straight after watching the DVD. Does my head in. Well, you will like the director's cut.
What sort of relationship is that?
Of the farm.
Yo, baby, I've got a hot DVD. Do you want to come around and watch it in mine? That was a nice DVD. Can we watch the director's cut? Well, can't we just go to the bedroom? No, we're watching the director's cut now. What sort of relationship is that?
Okay,
oh, and the worst thing is, I came out after the hard grueling, because I wanted somebody to take me up to the hospital just for a check, and the B-team van, which I'm driving around in a van which looks like the A-team, but it's a garbage van, stank, but you've been in there, it's garbage.
It is, yeah.
The driver had left, because apparently his wife was getting pregnant, and he had a... No, sorry.
Giving birth.
Giving birth. Oh, sorry. Well, he had to
She'd
go
already
sort-
got pregnant.
Well, no, yeah, I think he had to go and sort something out.
Right, nothing more to say. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, it's time to meet a brand new contestant on today's Oh, What's Occurring? His name is Mark. He's 20 and he's a student. All right, Mark.
Hello there.
How are you?
I am great, thank you.
Good. Good to have you on Oh, What's Occurring.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So you are at Kingston Uni in Surrey.
Yes.
And you are on the best course ever.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Which is what?
It is television and film studies.
So you get to watch TV and films all day, and that's what you do?
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody, that I'm revising.
See, we had a Sally May on before. Her job was to test out computer games. That's what she does for a job.
Yeah, that sounded like the best job ever. I want that job.
Well, I think you're a second quite closely behind.
Yeah.
So what did you learn today?
I learned about cult film today, which was interesting.
Got to watch any tonight?
Oh, I might have to watch some horror films, yeah.
Right, and that's your homework, is it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Amazing. Okay. So, apart from like playing computer games and watching TV, what do you actually do?
When I'm not at uni, I usually work in a pub in Cornwall.
Okay. Is that where you're from then, originally?
That's where I'm from, yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to speak to you, and let's see if you're any good at this, shall we?
Yeah, we shall.
Ow! What's the kidding?
First one. Mark, do you ever watch Coronation Street?
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Not often?
Not often, no.
Okay. You're more Jeremy Kyle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Standard
for me.
Standard daytime TV. Okay, this is the theme tune to Coronation Street, if you don't know it, Mark.
You quite often hear this on Newsbeat.
You can tell it's a good theme tune because you could sing the title of the show.
Absolutely.
In the theme tune.
We've discussed
this
before.
Did you learn that on your course?
Yeah. It was one of the first lessons.
Coronation Street.
Coronation Street.
You're not wrong.
That's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was in a cab the other day, and they were listening to Five Live with Richard Bacon.
My personal favourite.
Mm-hmm. And they had Beverly Callard on from Coronation Street.
And exercise DVDs.
And exercise DVDs. And she plays Liz McDonald, Steve's mum, innit?
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's got a book out at the moment, so Richard Bacon was interviewing away on Five Live. And I noticed, because I was listening to this, I noticed that Beverly Callard said, you know, quite a lot in the interview, you know. So I thought it would be a good what's occurring question. Oh, so here it is.
Oh!
How many times did Beverly Callard say, you know, in her interview with Richard Bacon the other day on Five Live? What do you think, Mark?
Hello, Becky, by the way.
Hello, Mark.
Oh, sorry, how rude of you.
I think the seven.
Seven, you knows.
You know.
This is one of Scott, oh, what's occurring, so I'm going to say one.
She said it loads.
Yeah, one.
Let's
and
find out.
And you heard it and then said, this will make a good oh.
Okay, so here it is. It's Beverly Callard talking to Richard Bacon on Five Live, you know.
I have to say, I don't really know the answer to that, you know.
Yeah.
I
found
you
finally,
you make me wanna say. You know, no, 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 you know, no, 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 you know, no, 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 you know, it's there. And also, you know, I was a very headstrong teenager, you know. No, 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 no. No, no, no. And do you know what? I've done it now. You know. Do you know what? I've done it now. You know. You know. No. 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 You know. No. 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 You know. We have to do something about that. You know. You know. You know. You know.
You know. No. 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 You know. No. 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 Oh my gosh. Yeah. Now that sounded quite a lot, didn't it?
It did.
We kind of fleshed that out quite a lot. There was only actually six.
told you.
And the interview went on for like half an hour. It sound like when you're listening to it, you're like, oh, she's saying you know loads. She actually wasn't. Six times, you know. But Mark, you're 1 point away, so get to the point.
Yes.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Always sounds a lot and it's never a lot. Right,
it
next.
It is when you find them, anyway.
You know Westwood?
I do know Westwood.
Yeah, he's having nearing a breakdown, I think, because of the local hero stuff this week. But he's doing really well for the community and doing lots of volunteering work. Have you been hearing what he's been getting up to, Mark?
Yes, he was talking about a man-eating pig earlier. That quite concerned me.
Yeah, you need to watch the director's cut of the video on our blog. It's something else. Anyway, he's had a long week and he's being a local hero and all that. I don't know whether anyone else has noticed, but just recently, he can't get anyone's name right at all. Always calling people by the wrong name. He's been talking to Fern Cotton every day, and he's been calling her all sorts of things, to be fair. So my question, how many different names has Westwood called Fern this week? Becky.
Five.
Mark.
I'm going to go... Four.
Okay. Let's find out. Here's Westwood talking to Fern and getting her name wrong a lot.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, Frankie, how you doing?
Oh, brilliant.
Now, you might not know this, Fran, but I am experienced. Brilliant. That did not sound right, Fergie. Feels real good up here, Fran.
Call me Fran again. I can't believe it. Fergie, Fran, Fran again today. Nice. So you're
oh, sorry, yeah. Frankie, what I'm doing, I'm putting on my pads,
okay,
and
okay.
I'm with Christoph here.
Christy.
How old are you, Christy? I get names wrong all the time.
Yeah, we know that. All right, go collect
you.
Some eggs.
Thank you, Fred.
So you got Christy's name wrong, but that's not fun. So three different ones. Mark gets the point again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one.
What's occurring?
You know Usher?
Yeah,
he was on the show yesterday. Did you hear him?
I missed it, actually.
Oh, seriously, get the podcast. He was a right laugh. Anyway, Becky was getting a little bit freaked out by Usher yesterday because he kept referring to himself as Daddy. And then she got even more freaked out today when she found out that he'd done a whole song just for her, once again calling himself Daddy. It's pretty special.
Becky, listen. Yeah. Daddy needs it. Daddy needs it right now.
This will be on the podcast.
Hey, Becky, how you doing?
Hey, Becky.
Yeah. Hey, Becky. You mind getting Daddy coffee?
Goes on like that, really.
I still haven't got that car he's meant to be sending over.
Yeah, it takes a while. He's in Atlanta. Anyway, it's time for another game of Annoying My Flatmate. Woo! My favourite. Hey. So, we got some clips of Usher. Question, how many times could we call my flatmate playing them clips of Usher down the phone when he's calling himself Daddy before the flatmate would not answer the phone anymore, Becky?
14.
14 calls?
Actually, no, he's in a new high-powered job now, isn't he?
Yeah.
12.
Mark?
I'm just wondering if I can pull off calling myself Daddy, but...
Oh, no, you can't.
No, Mark! I thought you were different.
Oh, OK, all right then. I say 8.
8 calls before he doesn't answer. Let's find out.
Oh.
So here's us calling my flatmate with clips of Usher from yesterday's show. Call number one.
Hello.
What's up?
Who's this?
You mind getting Daddy coffee?
I think you've got the wrong number. Okay.
Listen.
Yep.
Go get it for Daddy.
I have no idea who you are. Bye.
Listen, Daddy needs it right now.
It's getting a bit uncomfortable already. So call one, then we called him back. Call two.
Hello.
Sweetheart.
You again.
I need some French fries. Can you go get it for me, baby?
No, nor can I get you coffee.
Get it for Daddy.
Why is that persuasive?
Two. Be rude not to do call number three, really, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Daddy needs you to
Come on, you aren't my daddy.
Turn around.
Can we get that clear,
sweetheart?
You're not my daddy.
I need some French fries.
Come again.
Can you handle that for me?
Oh, yes, I'll handle it. It's coming right in about 5 minutes. I'll be there.
Sweetheart.
With all the things that you need.
Yeah.
Brilliant, yeah. Just hang on for that. Okay,
yeah,
bye.
Man. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think, Mark? Getting quite annoyed now, eh?
Yeah, quite annoyed, but I think you can keep pushing it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Call four.
Hello.
What's up? You mind getting Daddy coffee?
You are not my daddy. Stop. No, stop it.
Daddy needs it.
Don't care.
Go get it for Daddy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Goodbye. Still going. Call five.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Go away.
And then I called and it went to voicemail next time. So that was five calls. Mark, you have totally rinsed Becky today on Oh What's Occurring.
Dominated.
Okay, we don't do it on Fridays. So how about we speak to you on Monday afternoon?
Monday is great.
Loving your work.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Have a good weekend. Love you.
Continuing the dream.
What?
What's occurring?
Are you still there?
I am still there.
What was your phrase, please?
Continuing the dream.
That's not going to catch on. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1. All right, then. It's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 with the stuff that you are saying this week to us.
Dear Scott, I am so sick of Ant and Dec. They are just so flippin' patronising. On Britain's Got Talent last Saturday, they were constantly doing this to the contestants, with many sons and darlings. But it really took the cake when one of them, I can never remember who is who, lightly slapped that amazing dancer guy's face. Idiots. You complete me. From Jack, London.
Calm down, Jack. It's only a TV show. Proper venom there for Ant and Dec. I actually haven't seen Britain's Got Talent yet. Obviously, I will get into it. But do you remember, they were very patronising to Susan Boyle at the time.
This one little woman from a tiny village in Scotland has got the whole world talking about her.
Susan, you've been waiting all day to do that. How did it feel?
Fantastic.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Good girl.
This one little woman.
Did it add to the pressure for tonight, though?
What pressure? It was really good tonight.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Good girl.
This one little woman.
You've enjoyed every minute, have you?
I've enjoyed every second. Good. And I'll do it again.
Good.
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 On behalf of the whole world, thank you, Susan.
Little woman.
I forgot about that. So, yeah, I can imagine that they did do a little bit of, oh, look at you, whilst grabbing the cheek a little bit. They're just trying to be nice, though.
P.S. Oi, oi, Savaloy.
There we are, Becky.
Oh, thank you. This has yet to happen to me in real life, apart from within the Radio 1 building.
Oi, oi, Savaloy. She loves being being called that, don't you? Just shouted that out in the street.
Oi, oi, Savaloy.
There we are. That's Posh Radio 4 doing it for you. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. Did you see Doris from Gavin and Stacey on Casualty at the weekend? She was trying to get a new toy boy again. It made me laugh a lot, lol. Do you know if she will be trying to get younger men on any other programmes in the future? I hope so. Jenna Thompson.
Oh, no. Does that mean the lady that plays Doris has been typecast a little bit? She's always just looking for a younger model.
I love pervy nouns, though.
I love pervy nouns also. Apart from if it was mine.
Yeah.
I want them to be someone else's always, but I do quite like a pervy noun. Apart from when they're perving on you. That's happened to me.
Yeah, no, that's wrong. Yeah. Whose nan's perved on you?
I can't say.
Go on,
it's
say.
No, is it anyone you know? No.
Have you seen it, followed it up at all?
No, I have not. Just a slightly inappropriate kind of...
You haven't arranged to meet her without the grandson or granddaughter?
No,
there,
I have not.
You? Good. Because that's wrong.
I know. Anyway, yes, standard... Everybody's in Casualty at some point if they're an actor or actress, so it's not surprising that Doris popped up. Next.
Dear Scott, is David Garrido single? Recently, after hearing David Garrido's presence on the show Increase, I decided to Google him. Good morning. I was not disappointed. He has lovely dark hair.
It's David Garrido off The Sport, who was on with us when we did Moyles' show. Yeah. Good, I'm glad you... Glad you like David.
I remember a similar incident with Chappers. I thought he had a nice voice, so I decided to whack his name into Google Images. I was a bit disappointed there. But Garrido, I like. So, is he single? Just a bit about myself. I'm 21, a student, and I really love wine. I'm moving to London in a couple of months too, so I'll be nearby.
Oh,
tell
in.
Him to get in touch.
You're on.
Tongue sticking out, smiley. Love you, Hannah, originally off of Chester.
Hannah, 21, student, drinks wine. I don't think that's going to be a problem for you, Hannah. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, etc. Question. Do you think that Gemma, who goes to Stupid Street sometimes, sounds like Shaz off of Ashes to Ashes, the 80s police drama programme? Love you, Sarah's mum off of Essex.
I have never seen Ashes to Ashes. Is it good?
It is quite good, actually, yeah.
Anyway, 80s. Here's Shaz from the show.
Would you slide down his bum, mum?
Is that the wrong clip?
Would you slide down his bum, mum?
That's talking about a fireman's pole.
I thought it was a police drama.
I'm spiking full.
I've got no idea. I've never seen this show. I don't know what goes on.
No, his name's Julian. He's an interior designer.
So that's Shaz from Ashes to Ashes. Here's Gemma.
Oh, my God.
We need Gemma asking about the fireman's pole, really, to do a proper comparison.
I don't have a telly. I do, but I've switched on once every 2 months for the last 5 years.
Would you slide down his pole, Mum?
I can see the similarities a little bit, yeah. Maybe. Here's Gemma again.
And it was New York, New York.
No, his name's Julian. He's an interior designer.
Oh, actually, now I hear it more, I don't think so. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. On hearing you talking last week about same height parties, it reminded me of a fancy dress party I went to in which everyone was dressed in skin-tight suits called morph suits. This made everyone look almost the same, but everyone had a different colour and they were a tad revealing. I thought you might enjoy wearing one, Scott, because you can get them in bright orange. Saves you from topping up the spray tan every week. I love you and you complete me, John in Sheffield.
John, that's where you're wrong. I have learnt from being on Hole in the Wall that that is never a good look. That shiny all-in-one I had to wear? Not flattering to the figure.
But you still took it home, didn't you?
Surely
if you were never intending on wearing it again, that you'd have left it at the studios.
I've got loads of things that I take home from TV shows just as souvenirs. Including the silver all-in-one outfit from Hole in the Wall. No, I've not worn it since, before you ask.
But you could do amazing things in this orange all-in-one. Covers your face and everything.
Why would you do that? Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Totso, PR4L and team. Whatever happened to Becky's classifieds? Me and my workmate Badger used to laugh all the way home listening to them in the car. Bring them back. Regards, Tim.
So you've upset Badger now. Bring back your classifieds.
Do you know what? I was just giving you a money-saving tip, wasn't I? This involves fizzy water. Does anyone else want to hear it? Do you want to hear it again, Scott?
I'm all right, actually.
It was a good tip. It was to buy cheap fizzy water, shake it a couple of times, and then it tastes like the posh stuff.
Brilliant.
That saved everyone at least a pound.
Maybe we should bring back Becky's classifieds. It's been a while, hasn't it? Okay, well, we'll get on to that.
I'll find some bargains for you and Badge.
All right, cool.
Do you think that was from Bodger?
I don't know. Anything else you want to know? Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Send me an email. We'll get it read out on Dear Scott on Thursday afternoons on this show. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Thanks. Can I just see what makes you laugh more? This.
Would you slide down his bum, Mum?
Or this. Definitely the second one.
Would you slide down his bum, Mum?
Don't do two in one, it just sends me over the edge.
Would you slide down his bum, Mum?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.